Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The 5.8 magnitude earthquake in Virginia was felt as far away as Detroit and Boston, rattling East Coasters and bringing out any number of amateur seismologists.
We know we've been waiting for one for a long time in that region, and they placed sensors around New York at the beginning of this year. So we knew it was building, and look where it's occurring. It's occurring along the edge of the old unsubducted plate, the craton.
The craton. It may have been predicted, even expected by some scientists, but that didn't stop nervous New Yorkers from running out of their office buildings.
East Coasters learn what the West Coast has known all along. The firmness of the Earth is in many ways an illusion. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 24th.
Coming up, a discussion of all that shaking going on in the East Coast, but we start in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi, a man without a country or a fortified compound to call home anymore, refuses to give up.
All tribes, men, women, and the armed masses, they should cleanse Tripoli from the traitors and rats.
That's a difficult-to-evaluate audio tape of a still-defiant Gaddafi released this morning, where he called on his remaining supporters to continue the fight. Gaddafi is in hiding, and rebel fighters are on the hunt.
Where is he? We're looking for you. Where are you? Come on! Come on! Where are you?
Oh, that'll work. Rebels brought an effective end to Gaddafi's 42-year rule when they stormed his sprawling compound in central Tripoli yesterday. Listen. That's a moment during a five-hour battle. The rebels destroyed Gaddafi's symbols of power. They torched his Bedouin tent, where he received foreign dignitaries, pulled down statues, and carted off mementos like Gaddafi's gold-plated rifle.
The fighting is not over in Libya's capital yet, though. Forces loyal to Gaddafi control a handful of neighborhoods, including areas around the city's two largest hospitals and a hotel where foreign journalists are staying. This Tripoli resident senses the end of the fighting is near, though.
To all my Libyan brothers and sisters, I'm so proud of you. I've never been that proud of you. And that's it. I guess it's the first time I'm getting emotional since everything started.
The head of the opposition government, Mahmoud Jibril, says the rebels will move their headquarters from Benghazi to Tripoli by the weekend.
On the other side of the world, Hurricane Irene is now at Category 2 strength, packing 100-mile-per-hour winds.
Everyone on the eastern seaboard needs to keep an eye on the storm and be prepared for the eventual impact.
It's been a Category 2 for the last 24 hours. National Hurricane Center Director Bill Reed says Irene will hammer the Bahamas today and is expected to grow to a Category 3 or 4 storm by the time it makes U.S. landfall later this week. The latest models show Irene hitting either North or South Carolina, then crawling up the coast all the way to the northeast through the weekend. North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue says some Outer Banks islands are evacuating this morning.
Let me say what we always say in North Carolina. We're prepared.
Hurricane Irene is expected to hit later this week.
And for now, millions of residents along the East Coast are still talking about yesterday's once-a-century earthquake. It was felt in 22 states, caused mainly minor damage. The Washington Monument will be closed a while because of some small cracks. Some economic news. France will unveil a $20 billion austerity package today, and Moody's cut Japan's credit rating another notch overnight. Asian markets are down. European indices are up, though, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,176, the S&P at 1,162, the NASDAQ at 2,129. Coming up, from earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, Mother Nature, it seems to have a beef with the world at the moment. Our formal digital editor, Jim Colgan, got caught up in yesterday's East Coast quake and shared this really horrifying tale. My building in Brooklyn was evacuated. Everyone went to the park and got frozen yogurt. So, you know, I'm
courage.
Hoping he's okay.
Courage,
I'm
New
hoping
Yorkers.
He's all right.
Courage, Brooklynites.
We're actually going to talk about the very serious issue of natural disasters in just a moment. Many of us perhaps are less prepared than we think we are.
There are some crazy pictures from this earthquake down in Virginia.
There, I mean,
they lost
near
some steeples
epicenter.
There at the National Cathedral.
There are. Near the epicenter, there were some things that fell. Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.